New tariffs.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
The president has just responded, posting to his Truth Social, quote, Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. Mr. Trump blames the Fed chair for waiting too long to lower interest rates. Harvard University's just issued a statement declaring its intention to stand firm in the face of threats by the president to end the college tax-exempt status. This week, he froze more than $2 billion in funding over Harvard's refusal to end diversity policies and allow oversight of class curriculum. CBS News Boston's Tiffany Chan.
The university isn't giving in, and it's costing them, despite an enormous endowment fund. One Wellesley College economics professor explains why this is not a viable solution.
We're talking about $2 billion once, plus another half a billion dollars a year, essentially forever. That will do a very good job of depleting that endowment.
The funding freeze impacting the school's financial aid programs and the research happening here at the Chan School of Public Health.
A federal judge is threatening to hold members of the Trump administration in contempt for the president's order to stop deportation flights to El Salvador. As for the Maryland man mistakenly sent to prison there, White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Utility crews in Puerto Rico are making progress after an island-wide power outage yesterday. 41% of customers have it back now, but local Rosanna Torres is worried about others.
We have a lot of older adults living alone. We have people that depend on refrigerated medications.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he and his wife are explaining to their young family after police say the man who admitted to setting their home on fire talked about Palestinians and his hatred for Shapiro, who's Jewish.
Just trying our best to answer our kids' questions, be honest with them, tell them what we know, and also tell them what we don't know.
New tariffs threaten bargain basement clothing prices. Fashionistas who favor cheap imports from China, like that one on TikTok, are considering options after President Trump announced an end to a trade loophole that'll slap $100 tariffs on packages from Shein and Temu starting May 2nd. Both companies say they will raise prices next week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The first of many commendations to come came this week. Racine Police Officer Max Golden was formally commended by Chief Alex Ramirez for his heroic rescue of a man and two dogs from a burning home on Blake Avenue last week. Golden's quick thinking and bravery were crucial in saving lives during the fire, which was captured on his body camera. The fast lane was shut down in Kenosha County last night due to a paper truck mishap. During the evening commute, southbound lanes of the interstate were closed with DOT cameras showing the crash site. A box truck ripped open, with its shredded paper contents creating a hazard on the highway. There were some slowdowns, but no injuries were reported. The latest real estate figures show a dip in home sales for both Racine and Kenosha counties during the first quarter of the year. Racine was down just over 10%, with Kenosha falling 5%. New listings in Racine County were up 17%, while Kenosha saw a decrease of new listings by 15%. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, the average sale price in Racine is now at about $308,000. It's about $20,000 more in Kenosha County. Both numbers are up. It's only $37 to fly from Milwaukee to the Motor City. Spirit Airlines is launching a new nonstop route from Mitchell to Detroit starting June 13th. Flights will operate twice a week. Starting fares for the new service will be as low as $37 each way. Spirit's been growing their Milwaukee network, which has added flights to L.A., Baltimore, and Nashville. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Brewers dismiss Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 5-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Home runs by Reese Hoskins and Christian Yelich. Pitcher Jose Quintana on getting his second win of the season.
Feels great. You know, every single day means a lot, you know, and about your preparation, how you want to be ready for games.
The crew has the day off before opening a 3-game series at home against the A's tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks holding a final practice session before heading to Indianapolis tomorrow for Saturday's playoff game at noon. Center Brooke Lopez on facing the Pacers again.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is. We've been working these last few days on being vigilant about, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
That's Buck center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thundershower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I was dating this girl for a while. She liked the animals and outdoors. And she was wanting to go camping, you know. She was, let's go camping. We'll sleep outside. I'm like, I don't want to sleep outside. That's why I work. I give her that little nugget. I'm Italian. We don't camp. I thought we went camping one time when I was a kid, but my old man just said we were laying low.
That's Aretha. Respect. It's 7:09 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. We've got some more Milwaukee Film Festival tickets to give away in a few minutes. But first, I've got some good news for you. Someone asked over 4,000 Americans to name their least favorite day of the week. Monday, number one in a landslide, followed by Tuesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And their favorite day of the week is today. Yeah, Thursday. Good news. It's 7:10. We've got some sunshine, 41 degrees here at Radio Park.
Look at the way he looks at her.
Gore, the look of love, 7-Eleven, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Did this woman really think they were going to break this bill when she bought something? The woman went to a Dollar General in Maryville, Tennessee, trying to buy a bunch of gift cards using a fake $1 million bill. Obviously, it's fake. The U.S. never issued a $1 million bill. Even if they did, does she really think Dollar General was going to give her change for $1 million? The woman told the cops she got it from a church, which means it's probably some promotional thing. And she got off with a warning this time, but never to return to that store, especially with a $1 million bill. How could people be so dopey? I think that was real. It's 7:12, local news, timeless hits. We've got the Beach Boys.
Wouldn't it be nice?
boys, wouldn't it be nice? 7:14, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, got another pair of tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival coming to the Downer and Oriental Theaters April 24th through May 8th. A plethora of movies. The complete list is online at mkefilm.org. And if you'd like to go, pick out any movie you want to go to during the run of the 2 weeks. I got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now. If you're a movie fan, this is made for you, the Milwaukee Film Festival. Wow, this is good. All right, so if you want to go and you want to win a pair of tickets, give us a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. And I did give it right, 262-634-WRJN, right? Give me a call right now. I'm always afraid I can give out my home phone number. And we'll give you a pair of tickets so you and a guest can go pick out any movie they want to the Milwaukee Film Festival beginning April 4th and running for 2 weeks on the east side of Milwaukee. You're going to love it, especially that movie theater, the Oriental. Whoa, it's like stepping back in time with that movie palace. It's so well taken care of. I love it. Anyway, so give us a call if you want to go. I'll plunk the phones down in just a second here and pick a winner for you. But right now, we've got Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's become an albatross for me. Just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse, and adding that the 47th bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And what's your first name?
Hello? Susie.
What is it?
Hi. What's Susie.
Your... Susie. Hi, Susie. How are you this morning?
Good.
The sun is up. It's shining bright. Can't believe it's going to be showers, thunderstorms, and hail today because it's so beautiful out there. How can that possibly be us? Anyways, we're going to send you and a guest to the Milwaukee Film Festival. You can pick out any movie you want on their list. I'll tell you in just a second how you can find out which movies they are. And just enjoy it. And you'll be the first to see these movies because I don't think they've been seen in public yet. So maybe you can give us a review of a movie you've seen, okay?
Awesome.
All right, hold on the line, Susie. Don't go anywhere. Where are you calling from, by the way? What town?
Kansasville,
which, by the way, is not in Kansas. It's out there. Isn't it by the Anchor Inn? Isn't that the restaurant out there?
11 and 75.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, Susie. Don't go anywhere. I'll give you a pair of tickets. We got more to give away, by the way. Lots more between today and tomorrow. It's 7:18, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Decker, the twist. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN at 721. Hey, you want to eat like your cat? Purina Fancy Feast released a cookbook for humans to make meals that taste just like the food you're serving your cat. You can download the cookbook for free on Purina's website. Yeah, that's what I want to eat. That stuff. That.
Meow.
All right, we just heard the twist, Chubby Checker, right? And now how about the sequel to that song?
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Twist time is here. Here.
Round and round and up and down we go again. Oh, baby, make me know you love me so. And then
twist again. Like we did last summer. Twist again. Like we did last year. Twist.
There you go, Chubby Checker, Lone Twister. Let's twist again. There was actually another song about the twist. It was done by a disc jockey called Murray the K, called The Lone Twister. And I think I found it. He was a New York disc jockey, and when the twist was all the craze, he recorded his own version called, it's almost like The Lone Ranger, but he called himself The Lone Twister. It wasn't that bad a song either. 724 at WRJN. I have to admit, I didn't see this one coming. The Miss AI pageant, the world's first beauty pageant for AI-generated models. Make them all perfect. How do you pick a winner? I mean, all right, Box Tops, Cry Like a Baby. Then we've got Paul Harvey with the rest of the story coming up in just a moment. You know they hold a record in music history?
Yeah.
Their song, The Letter, back in the 60s, was the last number one song on the Billboard charts to be under 2 minutes. It was 1 minute, 58 seconds. That's a nice record to hold, huh? Hey, it's time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey on WRJN, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Every week at the same time, Dr. Bancroft took the same stroll past the same tree near the Tuileries Royal Palace, and then he returned home every week at the same time. And yet the citizens of Paris, who had come to expect his weekly appearance, remained unsuspicious. No one ever saw him remove the small bottle from his greatcoat and deposit that bottle in a knothole in that tree, but he did each week without fail. Inside the bottle, messages, curiously insignificant messages, but handwritten between the meaningless lines, in the white spaces in invisible ink, were the real messages, the ones intended for fellow secret to receive, which they did every week at the same time. For Dr. Edward Bancroft was a spy for the British. From the summer of 1776 through the American Revolutionary War, success as such is the rest of the story. Dr. Bancroft's espionage reports were remarkably detailed, so much so that superiors in the British Secret Service sometimes suspected him of fabricating data. Bancroft was sent to Paris at the outbreak of the war. From there, he garnered critical information about the Americans and their French allies. There were American diplomatic negotiations with France and Spain. Dr. Bancroft described them in every aspect. Supposedly secret communications from the American embassy to Congress were intercepted and copied and forwarded to headquarters in London. The colonists needed to obtain credit on a huge scale. Dr. Bancroft reported on their various means to that end. Weapons, supply shipments, ship departures, names of captains, privateers, and prizes, all carefully chronicled by the astonishing Dr. Bancroft. When the Americans became wary after so much obvious leaking of valuable information, they devised an ingenious code, a code based on the substitution of numerical equivalents for predetermined letters from a key word or phrase. It was a very complex code, confusing even the Americans who were supposed to know it. Dr. Bancroft did not even need to know it. That's how close he was to the source of everything. So successful was this spy at what he did that not only did he remain undetected for the entire duration of the war, but it was not until more than 100 years had passed, and then only with the discovery of previously unknown documents, that the world learned that Dr. Bancroft was spying for the British. Dr. Bancroft was spying for the British against us. Upon his death in London in 1821, the now United States of Americans remembered him only as a beloved and trusted friend. And that was a logical conclusion. For you see, the reason he succeeded so brilliantly in espionage was that while he was on the payroll of the British Secret Service, he was also employed by the American diplomatic corps. That's right, a double agent, spying on us. Dr. Edward Bancroft, originally of Massachusetts, who wasn't found out for 100 years, was the personal secretary and the very best friend of Ambassador Benjamin Franklin. And now you know of the story.
And we've got another great rest of the story, 12:05 with Dan Marcus this afternoon. RJN is 7:31. Let's check news in the morning, see what's happening. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It could be just a little more than April showers. Two rounds of strong storms are expected across the area, with a hail possible late tonight, and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storm is uncertain. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. A Racine hero was honored this week. Officer Max Golden of the Racine Police Department got a coin and commendation from Chief Alex Ramirez. It's for his courageous act. A house fire on last broke down the back door to rescue a man and two dogs. The fire caused significant damage, but thanks to Golden's heroism, everybody inside was able to get out. The investigation into the cause of the fire continues. And the Racine and Kenosha housing markets saw a decrease in home sales during the first quarter of the year. Racine County sales dropped just over 10%. Kenosha County saw a 5% decrease. Despite the dip, new listings in Racine are up 17%. They're down in Kenosha 15%. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Thursday morning. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Well, the quarter century mark is now upon us in agriculture and ag lending. The U.S. is doing well. The global economy is struggling. This is according to agriculture finance professor David Cole from Virginia Tech. He tells us why the United States economy is faring better than most.
We have a bifurcated economy, world economy. In other words, the U.S. economy is. The rest of the world is struggling. The reason the U.S. economy is doing quite well is basically our deficit spending. Also, our equity. So 70% of the U.S. economy is driven off that. And so that's been the big drivers of change. Of course, with the possible tariffs and the decline in the stock market, we could see that change dramatically. It's the stairs up, the elevator down. In other words, when things correct, it corrects fast.
Agriculture, finance, and agribusiness professor David Cole joining us from Virginia Tech. Don't touch that dial. I've got more farm news next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicide give your crop up to two more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Legislation is circulating the state capitol that will influence where renewable energy projects are located. The whole bill is called the Wisconsin Energy Reform Act, and it has a farmland preservation element. I talked to Assembly Agriculture Chair Travis Tranel about this provision. He tells me the bill encourages utilities to put wind or solar arrays on marginal land. It requires that they purchase 4 acres of agricultural conservation easements with every 1 acre of renewable energy. You can find all the details at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow along with us on Facebook, Farm Report, or Instagram at MWF Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for exhilarating action at the 5th Queen Marinette the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Kickoff on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
My father was talking to me. He was eating a cookie and he dropped it by mistake, stepped on it, peeled it off the bottom of his shoe, and ate it. Why are you eating a shoe cookie right now? Is it that? No, come on, I beat it. 5-second rule, I beat it. That's not how it works. If you drop a cookie in the toilet, you don't get to eat it if you're quick about it. I love them to death. And look, I know it's a complicated relationship. If you're lucky enough to still have your parents around, it's a blessing. But I know you feel guilty a lot of the times because you know, sometimes they call, you don't pick up. Then when you do pick up, you get impatient with it because they can't use the phone. You say something mean before you hang up. I know you feel guilty a lot of the times, but don't, because I got news for you. They're not saying great things about you either. I guarantee you, my father was in the guest room and the hell out of here. Mr. Big Shot won't let me eat shoe cookies.
California Dreamin', 740, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, chance of showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow, highs 53 for today, lows around 50 tonight, high 76 tomorrow, I couldn't believe it when I read it, currently cloudy, 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, you got a Ring doorbell camera? All right, here's the next innovation in Ring doorbell cameras, devices that are armed to shoot. It's true, there's a Kickstarter on the way for the Paint Cam camera, the eye, yeah, it shoots paintballs and cartridges of tear gas. Of course, this is the lawsuit you're about to be hit with if a paint cam, you know, thing shoots somebody in the eye and accidentally fires an innocent visitor or child or pet. But they want to start this thing. Could you imagine on your porch and pew,
hit him with a paintball. You're gonna get sued. I think that's a bad idea. I wouldn't want one of those. Even spying on them on my porch when I turn on the cam. Sounds like it's here's suspicion for JS.
You can still not certain that time you hope will not you can keep on saying you really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion.
Oh, it's my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part of sight?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you. I drive all these foolish fears out of. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why talk to me?
Stafford, suspicion. Doesn't he sound like Elvis? Make it 744, 744, 16 before 8 o'clock at WRJN. So this guy in Indonesia almost married the wrong woman after Google Maps led him to the wrong wedding venue. Now, wouldn't you think that he'd recognize the people there at the wedding and say, wait a second, I don't know anybody here. I got to get out of here and find out where I'm supposed to be. I mean, really? All right. The Beatles, Love Me Do. Hey, don't forget, we got more tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival Hour right here. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please.
Love me do.
I'll always be true. So-
Eagles. Local news, Tampa Hits, WRJN. A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. 53 the high today, 76 degrees the high tomorrow. Wow, I got to feel that. And 50 degrees the low for tonight. Currently cloudy, 42 here at Radio Park. You know what it's like to live in a third world country? Of course you don't. It's horrible sometimes. You got to sometimes go 2 days looking for clean water, maybe travel on foot for 2 days to go find medical care. It's just a horrible existence to be impoverished in these third world nations. Then you get to a first world nation like us. And here's what we're complaining about. We misplace our car keys. We're in a traffic jam and we're already late. Not being able to find a parking spot. The printer not working when you really need to print something. Your phone battery dying. Dealing with automated customer service instead of a real... Trying to pay for something, realizing you forgot your credit card. Man, these people are looking for clean water for 2 days, traveling the desert. We're upset because the printer's not... Wow.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th. Swing by Just Brew It in Downtown Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on craft a drink while exploring a variety of local showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neural, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkeh.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here comes one now.
I'm a girl watcher.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 7:52 on a Thursday morning with Dusty Springfield.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
What music does she have, huh? I only want to be with you. 7:55, local news, Tamla sits here at WRJN. This I didn't think I wanted to hear. A study found that new car smell might cause cancer. The plastics and other materials inside a new car let off chemicals that are known as carcinogens. So if you buy a brand new car, you might want to keep the windows cracked for the first 6 months. Now they tell me, don't freak out if you got one of those new car smells. That's not what they're talking about. They only looked at actual new cars. It apparently has to do with the chemicals in the plastic and other materials that need time to air out. They say it's the worst in the first 6 months. I've been buying new cars, never knew this. I've been sucking in the new car smell. I've been locking my windows on purpose so I wouldn't get rid of the new car smell. Now I find out. And it's dangerous. See, I told you, these are things you might not want to know. Garden party. Here's Ricky Nelson.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. Please everyone, so you please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone, Yoko brought a walrus. Magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now.
learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da.
Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da. Someone opened up the door and out stepped the good. Like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you got garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Rick Nelson Garden Party. He's talking about his big Madison Square Garden concert where they only wanted him to sing the old songs, and he didn't want to. He said, I'd rather drive a truck than sing those songs. He wanted to sing his new songs. The audience didn't want it. They wanted to hear Hello, Mary Lou and Traveling Man and all the old songs. He didn't want to sing those. And when he mentions the song Yoko Brought Her Walrus, you know who that is, right? John Lennon. All right, it's 8 o'clock. We've got some more tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival coming up in the next hour. Your chance to win straight ahead. But right now, it's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president is lashing out at the head of the Federal Reserve and suggesting retaliation after Jerome Powell linked tariffs to the possibility of a weakened economy. Correspondent Nancy Cordes at the White House.
After Powell's sobering warning, President Trump is back this morning that Powell should have lowered interest rates a long time ago and termination cannot come enough.
But can he fire the head of the Fed? Constitutional law professor James Sample.
No president in American history has ever tried to remove a member of the Federal Reserve's board, let alone the chairman.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a lawsuit against Mr. Trump's tariffs.